Jacob watched the desert sands drift by as the crawlers' treads pulled them over dunes and rocks alike. The grains of sand and the gusts of hot wind stung his face, but the ride was far smoother than that of a walker. Here on the northwest edge of the burning forest, the cacti towered higher than any he'd seen before. A halo of fire erupted from the stone trees in the distance. It looked like the world burned, and the cacti shimmered and danced in the waves of heat. The place bore an apt name.
"Do you really think stopping the army in Daoshan will be enough?" Jacob asked,
his thoughts trailing from the fiery landscape to the flames of war. Charles scratched his wide grey beard.
"I know what Archibald said, and he's not entirely wrong, but strapping all of his forces down to protect Bulwark is a fool's gambit. We don't have the manpower to attack Fel directly.
Destroying their army, not just stopping it, but destroying it in Daoshan, should be enough to force a retreat."
Jacob nodded. He wished Smith had travelled with them, but Jacob knew Mary needed the Tinker more. Smith had helped build the bombs, and that was more than almost anyone could do. Jacob was going to miss Alice, too. She'd stayed behind with Gladys and George to train. So if something like Rana's abduction happened again, they'd be ready. The Royal Guard from Midstream had signed on with Archibald to help prepare the city for the worst. Jacob thought it was probably unnecessary, with the two giant warships docked in Bulwark. But he knew enough to know he didn't know much about preparing for war. If all went well, it wouldn't be long until he saw her again. Until then, he at least had the memory of her lips on his cheek and the warmth of their parting hugs. Jacob frowned and studied his hand for a moment.
"I've seen that look on a dozen soldiers," Samuel said, shifting in the front seat of the crawler to look back at Jacob.
"What?"
Jacob said as his brain registered that Samuel had been speaking to him.
"You're either sick about not getting Cocoa Crunch until this little campaign is over, or you miss her."
"No,"
Jacob said. He gave Samuel a half frown.
"That's not..."
Jacob sighed and rubbed his head.
"Yeah, I miss her. It's dumb, I guess, but I didn't really realize it until Rana. After she killed him, I just wanted to take it away."
"Take what away?" Charles asked.
Jacob glanced at Charles and Samuel in turn. Drakkar stayed silent behind the levers of the crawler. Jacob took a deep breath and a small crease deepened between his eyebrows.
"I didn't want her to have that memory."
Charles wore a gentle smile as he turned back to the landscape.
"You're a good man, Jacob. You don't need to worry about Alice. She has a fire in her that will weather any storm."
Samuel propped his arm up on the back of his seat. The crawler jerked and bounced over a small, nearly dry creek, and the Spider Knight grinned at Jacob before turning around. The mountains soared into the sky beyond the burning forest. Beyond them lay the meadows, and then Daoshan. It was there, below the streets of that fallen place, they would launch the first counterstrike.